Hashem. Cut parts of the Yaakov Pekude, parts of the Chodesh. It's the first year after Purim. So we were in Zohar after last week, but it's the first year after Purim, so it means we're still holding my Purim, you know? Okay, so we're less than 20 days from Pesach, so also the Avodah of Pesach, parts of Chodesh, parts of Paros past week, parts of the Yaakov Pekude. So now what's our Avodah? So let's go right into it, yeah? So we start here with the Sefer Sifsechein. Sifsechein on Purim. So we're still learning Purim's farm here.
And
Tzfilat Tzadik. Mama Shemes. Okay, it goes like this. So Sifsechein says on page Kuf Lamed He. Speaks about the Inyan, so it's also on the Dav Parshia. So right now we're holding back Parshas Chodesh. We're in the middle of Parshas Par to Parshas Chodesh. Right, so how do we transition? So like this. Yadua. Right? You can't possibly have hischachus. You can't start new unless you have a bittel to the tzura that you had before. Remind me if I don't get into the Indian of bittel and tefillah, what those have to do with each other, okay? When you want to change a silver coin into a new form, right, you have to totally change it. You have to like destroy it and like you change it into something new. As long as you're still connected to the taivas of Olam Hazeh, you can't possibly become Bria Chadasha. It's like they say, you're toivling with Sheretz B'yado, right? If you go to the mikvah and say, okay, but I'm going to go right back to the stuff I did before that, nothing works. Right? You can only do that if you're ready to get rid of everything from before. That's why the week before Parshas Chodesh, which is all about Hischachus, what did we read last week? Parshas Para. So what does Para represent? So it looks like what? You totally cleanse yourself from all the tuma, right? And then right? So but it's only what? It's only after you have the Tara of Parshas Para, right? Then what? Then you have the Hischachus of Parshas Chodesh. Yeah? So we see that what was last week's Inyan, and we're in the state, we're still building ourselves up to Parshas Chodesh, we're in a state right now of Tara, right? So why is it then that Vayakel comes right now? So, it's a Davar Yadua, but in the Sefer, Hava Shalom, from the Kosover, right? Menachem Mendel of Kosov says, what's Gematria Vayakel? It's one of my favorite things. He has a beautiful Torah. If you could get your hands, good. Vayakel's Gematria 151 is Gematria exactly Mikvah. He has a whole beautiful Torah about the whole Remez is that in the Mikvah. So you see, what's the Parsha going into Parsha Chodesh? Dafka Vayakel. What's the whole Indian of the Paraduma? We said of Tara, to Mataras. So that's why Dafka Vayakel is Gematria Mikvah. So push it, everyone, to the Mikvah this week, today especially. Someone actually said to me last week, they're like, my favorite, he said, I listened to your shiur. I was like, oh wow, that's so nice. He's like, thank you. He's like, the best part is like, when you say, everyone to the Mikvah, he loves when I say that. So, you know, say anything, but especially this week, you have to go to the Mikvah, right? Parsha Vayakel is Gematria Mikvah.
On Shabbos,
Vada, right? So it goes like this. So that means the Parah is obviously Shayach is in the Mikvah. So now if you spell out Mikvah B'miloi, right? So Mikvah B'miloi is like this, right? Put on your seatbelts. Chevre, we have a lot of Ramazan today. So Mikvah is Mem, so that's Gematria 80. Right, Kuf is Kuf Vav Pei, 186. Right, Vav is Vav Aleph Vav, 13. Hey Aleph is Gematria 6. So I take 80 plus 186 plus 13 plus 6. So it's Mikvah B'miloi is Gematria 285 is Gematria Para. That the whole Indian of the Parah, which is the whole Indian of Tara, why? Because Gematria Mikvah B'miloi. But the whole Indian is that it's not just Stam and Nice Indian. The whole Vort is Mamash Sitzachin is telling us that the only way you get to go into Parshas Chodesh is that what? If you first mitar yourself. Which the whole Indian, that's why I read Parah last Shabbos, because Parah is an Indian mikvah. And Vayakel is Gematria mikvah. The whole Indian right now is that we're being mitar ourselves in the mikvah itself, right? So, should I say that Remez? No, we'll go by there. We'll go there. Hopefully we'll get to the Indian of Bittel. Alright?
Bittel
now. Yeah, so it goes like this. So the Indian of our Hischachus now. Hischachus is a big Indian. It's one of the most important. We see the whole year it's all about making Hischachus. So in this Torah, remember I saw, it's one of my favorite Torahs. I saw this in the Chiddush Arim, whose yurt site was this past week, Chav Gimel. So it's okay, die. So listen to what he says. says in Sefer Org Dayo, Ksiv Vayakam Melech Chadash. Right? So it says about in Mitzrayim, it says Vayakam Melech Chadash. That who? Paro. There was a new Paro. But he asks an unbelievable question. It's such a gishmak question. He asks, Kikasha Lamejash. He says there's a kasha. Why? Eich bol ha-mitzrim hacha ha-kosh ha-ischachis. Where do the mitzrim get this koch of ischachis from? There's no inyan of ischachis by them. Vayakam al-chadash. Vamru, shechadash kizeirosa, v'lo yada siyosef. Vamru chazal, asa atzma ki lo yada. U'minayin bol le-mitzri ka ischachis shayach l'Yisrael. He says that what? Only, ischachis is only shayach to us. So where's all of a sudden, the klipa of all klipos is paro, is mitzrayim. How do they get ischachis? Makes no sense. It's only shayach to us. He says, why? Ki ein kol chadash tachas hashemesh. The pasuk says in Koelos, ein kol chadash no ischachas tachas hashemesh. V'rak she'ayidei she'bnei Yisrael haya chaser lehem koach ischachas. When we're chaser in our ischachas, meaning we're not being mechadish ourselves. V'amru nehi lekemitzrayim. Let's be like the Mitzrayim. Let's be like the New Yorkers. Let's be like Americans. Ayidei zed not luhem haruach ischachas. So what happens when we don't want to be mechadish ourselves? The Mitzrayim take away our ischachas. Ki be'eshe yeredes lemata ruach ischachas avor klai Yisrael. Im ein klai Yisrael mishtamshim ba. If we're not using the ruach of ischachas that comes to us on Purim, on Adar, on Nisan, Parsha Chodesh, if we're not ready to be mekabel Parsha Chodesh, right, to be making ourselves to hear hachodesh zelchem, then not lemoso akocham umas olam. Then what? The Mitzrayim take that. V'zehu kavanas ha-medrash atayuch lochleim chadash es chakem she'mitzrim achlu aschelek ischachas ha-shayach l'Yisrael. Because we were not mekabel ischachas, we weren't looking to be mechadish ourselves, the Mitzrim, who have no shaychas to ischachas, they took our ischachas itself. It's a crazy thing to think about that. The people who are mamash, the tumah of all tumahs, took away our ischachas. Why? But it's not because they take it, it's because we're not being mechadish ourselves. Right? That's why it says, HaKol Kol Yaakov Yedayim De Esav. But if there's no Kol Kol Yaakov, then Esav takes everything. Right? The Indian is that we have to be making sure we're mechadish ourselves. So let's try to figure out what's the Indian of being mechadish ourselves, right? So it goes like this. That the Indian being mechadish yourself, like it said, Ein Kol Chadash Tachas HaShemesh. So the Sfas Emes learns that underneath the Shemesh, there's no ischachas. But if you go Lemalam in Azman, Lemalam in Ateva, then that's the place of ischachas. I just tell you, I was by the Ohel this week, right? So if you go to the Ohel, it's mamish. Again, I'm not saying to live this ischachas. It's just to what you see, you know. You could show up to the Ohel and mamish like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and like all of a sudden, Baruch Hashem, Hanosan Sefli Bina Lahavkin. We're like, what? Like, I just finished Mincha. You know what I mean? So it's not there is a place. Like, there's no Zman there. You know, a guy gets like, yesterday a guy got off the plane from Houston and like got to, you know, it could happen anytime. Like, it's like 4 o'clock. Okay, I gotta go say chakras. Like, what? So that's not to say, but it's just like interesting to be in like that matzah. Like, no Zman. Okay. Huh?
Zucker spoke about when he was in YU this week.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah. I actually saw him in the O this week. Yeah. Like yeah. That's what you said. Virgo is quoted. Everything's in the O, you know? Ola Shel Torah. So it goes like this. Rav Nassim Breslover has a Torah that he says that one of the worst parts about the Tzara of Purim is that we're in the world of Zman. Everything was Tachz Zman. So the Indian for Zman is Yom. Right? Hayom, Yom. Yom is Tachz Zman. That's why, how does the Megillah begin? Right? Vayhi Me'achashverosh. So we know Vayhi is Lashon of Tzar. Right? So Rav Nassim says, what's the tsar there? What do you see the tsar? He says, Vayhi bimei achashverosh. Bimei. That what? Yom, Zman. Is that we were tachas Zman during the time of Purim. He says, the ikr tsar during that time was that we were tachas Zman. He has a whole thing now, though. He explains that. I'm not going to go into that now. Where he says that the nes of Purim, that we went l'malam in Zman, which we understand from what we saw before, the whole Indian of Malik, is everything tachas Zman. So melchames Malik means you go above Zman. But you see what the ikr tzara is when you're in a place of lamata min zman, right? When you're not in a place of ischachas, when you're in a place of tachas hashemesh, that's the worst part, right? So it goes like this. So now the inyan of Nisan itself, yeah. So the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, it says there's machlokas, right? One says the world is created when in Tishrei, one says the world is created in Nisan. So which one? How do you have machlokas when the world is created? So the Gemara, the Tosos in Rosh Hashanah says, the thing Rabbeinu Tam says it, also the Ari HaKadosh expands in it, also the Org Dalio says, no, he says it's not a machlokas. In Tishrei is created b'machshava. In Nisan is created b'maisa. So Maisa, Adam Rishon was created when Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So the Maisa came out. So we see that Nisan is a time, what, of Asiya, of doing, of things coming out to doing, right? So what do we see? You're familiar with the concept of Koach Poel? It's about time he speaks about this. The Inif Koach is when I have an idea in my head, Machshava, that I have an idea that I want to start waking up on time for Nates. But Poel, I have to start doing it, right? So Rem, as we said before, but one of my favorite Muslim, I got this in Shabbos this past year, is that the Iker is to go from Koach to Poel. So I mean, you have to make, there's a gap between Koach and Poel, but you have to make that gap. So what's Gematria Poel is 186. What's Gematria Koach is 28. So what's 186 minus 28 to fill in that gap? 152. Gematria Mikvah with the Koel. Is that the way you're zochet to go from Koach to Poel is dafka through the Mikvah. Which again, Lemaisa, it's a nice remez, but it's true. We see it here. The way you get to Hischadshus, which is the whole thing, every Jew wants to be Mechadish. Right? The whole thing is we have to be domet Hashem. What does it say about Hashem? HaMechadish betuvo b'chol yom tamid. Every second. And Baal Shem says, Mamash, every single second it has to be Mechadish l'briya. Right? Yeah? So the nikuda here is that what? Through the mikvah, through that tahara, Parshas Parah, you get to go into Parshas Chodesh. So Nisan is the time where we go from Koach to Poel. So what's the Koach? So that's the Indian of Purim. The Indian of Purim, remember, so many of our, so geschmack this, we'll still be talking about Purim. We'll speak about this in a minute. I started Mishnayos Megillah, and I started Maseches Megillah already. I'm already getting it. I can't let go. It's too hard to let go of Purim. It's so sweet, you know what I mean? Like, I texted my chavrus today. I had another remez today. I thought about Purim. So sweet. I can't let go of it. It's so geschmack. That's what you say, is that we always say Shloshim Yom Kona Machak, right? But the thing is that what's the whole Zman of Purim is Venahapachu. So it's also, normally it's Kodama Chag, but now it's Acher Chag. So therefore, you have to have 30 days after the Chag also firm. To give all the grammas, no? Seves. Rabbi Cohen would like that, Rabbi. No? You have to tell him that Thursday night. Tell him that.
Tonight.
It's a geschmack grammas, no? So I'm already holding everything. It's Friday night already, you know? So, it's Friday night. Shabbos Kodesh. It's Friday night. Right? So to go above Mikra and Teva. So that's all in your Purim. Is again, we said Amalek's whole idea is Asher Karcha Derech, Mikra, right? Mikra, one underneath Ratzon. That their whole thing is that it's only Teva, right? But Nisan, what do we do in Nisan? Nisan means that Amalek tries to make you go under Zman, underneath Teva. But the whole idea of Nisan and Purim is that it goes L'mal min Zman. So listen to the words of Or Gedal Yahu. Mam, such beautiful Torah here. It says, K'mosh Amru, HaChodesh HaZelachem. We're going to read this week, Parsa HaChodesh. Say, HaChodesh HaZelachem, yeah? Hachidush hazelachem. He says, don't read hachodesh hazelachem, read hachidush. The ability to be mechadish yourself, hazeh lachem, belongs to you. Lachem zosias, sorry, Tzvi Meir says, lachem zosias melech. That you're a melech now in this. Hachodesh, the ischachos makes you a melech. You have to realize you're a melech. Right? Shachshav, nasu bnei Yisrael, listen to this, balim al hazman. Is that what happens with Chodesh Zalchem? In Nisan, we become the owners over Zman. We're not tachas. When you're an owner, you're always known as you're on top of something, right? Right? On top of the horse. I'm an owner of it. So here now, you're a Baal on the Zman. Shehem ba'anhaga le'mal miser teva. We go in anhaga, the way we live our lives is above teva. Yukamor shedarshu chazal, ein kol chadash tachas Hashemesh. We said before, aval le'mal min Hashemesh, yesh. But if you're above the Shemesh, above teva, you have ischachas there. This week, like the Bedichever says, quoting from the Yerakadosh, whatever happened back then is happening now. Mamish, Parsa Chodesh. So when you read Parsa Chodesh, nichnisu tachas anaga shelamalam yisider teva, you go into a state chevra of what being lamalam yisider teva. Sheish lam shaychus lamalam in Hashemesh. You go above the Shemesh, right? Only of Avram Vinu that what Hashem took him outside. Right, go out of your mazel with Yosef. Hachutza, I took him out of Chutza. To what? Go l'malam ateva, because that's where a Jew belongs. Being l'malam na'olam. Right, so that's the nekuda, is that the koach of Purim is l'maisa. It happens now, just entering in. That's why it's a day in the Haggadah itself. Is that what? Yachol me Rosh Chodesh. We thought maybe Pesach could be from Rosh Chodesh. Why? Because since you already get l'malam and ateva from the beginning of Nisan, just put Pesach there. Give up. Right, that it's a day. And he says in there, Or Gedal Yahu. The way the Chassidim learn it, if something's a Hava Amina, that means it's Emes. Right? Because it was thought of, that means that it's something. So don't take, that's when you read a Hava Amina in the Gemara. It's a good way to learn Gemara. Don't just throw away the Hava Amina. Always think like, why is that a Hava Amina? Right? So Hav means is that you could have started from Rosh Chodesh. Means from Rosh Chodesh Nisan is already starting the Oros of Pesach, the Or Gedaliah says. Right? So going in now, we're starting to be L'mal M'Nazman. Right? We start to be the Baal L'mal Azman. L'mal M'Nateva. But the Nekuda goes like this. It's not just if you show up, okay, give out, I'll make the check, I heard Parshas Chodesh, great, I'm in. No. It's only if you're making yourself. We always say, Hachan is Gematria Yesod. Right? The Yesod for everything you're doing is the Hachan you put into it. So if you're making yourself from Purim, from already from Tu B'Shvat, like the Ramatul had that Remez, right? Then what? Then you're Shaykh this. So it has to be that what you already started. Why? Because for an Ish Panim, it goes like this. Right now, right, you know the famous concept you hear in Yeshiva. It's only you hear this in Yeshiva after like Purim is time of what? Burning out. Right? It's burnout time. I remember when I was in Yeshiva, my Shana Alf, like the top guys, like Shana Gimel, Shana Bet, I remember they weren't in Yeshiva like the next couple of days. I remember during lunch, I went back to the dorms, and like they're playing the game like Settlers of Catan. And I was thinking about it, I was like, aren't you like the top, aren't you giving like Chazara Shir for the top Shir? And I'm burnt out. And I thought, like, what does that mean? Like, you're burnt out. Like, you know, what? So for an Ish Panimi, that what? Right now, you're mamish in full gear. You're on the highest gear you could possibly be in. Why? It's because, A, there's a remez from Sif Sechein. He says that a malik has yanika like this. He has it, let's see if I can find it. Right, he says that basically, one of the Rav Nassim Breslover says that the simcha of the Seder is what? When was Haman hanged? When did Esther have her suda? He had his suda when? The second night of Pesach. Right, Haman was hanged then. Yeah? So that's why it's called Sudas Esther, the second Seder for us, right? We have Sudas Esther. So really, he says, why? Because the simcha of Pesach is Mechias HaMalik. He says, why? Because like this, we know we have 10 spheros, right? We have 10 spheros. So HaMalik has Yanika. Really, they only have Yanika, as Ruben seen, in the 7 lower spheros. But in the 3 also, Bechitzoni is to have one. So that means what? So he says, you have to erase HaMalik from what? From Machshava Dibur Maisa. In Keser, Chachma, Bina, Chesed, Gvura, Tveras, Netzach, Chod, Yisod, Machos, right? So you have to erase them in 10 spheros and 3 bechinas. So what's 10 times 3?
30.
So he says each day you erase them from one place. So what's 30 days after Purim? Pesach, right? So it means that what? Every day, we're right now in the Avodah, Purim wasn't when we erased them. Purim is when we mamash destroyed them, but now there's the remnants of them. Chavra, we're mamash still in the Or of Purim. He says, so for an Ish Panim, you're mamish in Avodah. Like Rav Tzvi Meyer has a mashal. One of my favorite mashalim. Saw this Shushan Purim 3 years ago. He says that, imagine this. Imagine you're in a war versus an enemy. And you're out on sea and you're in a war, right? So you're always fighting them, but you can never have, like the time to shoot them. You never have like the perfect shot. And all of a sudden, you're looking at your scope. This is from Rav Tzvi Meyer. Yeah? You're looking at your telescope, or that's called binoculars. And all of a sudden, you see that the whole army against you, all their walls are down. They're all like sleeping. No one's out there. So what is it? He said, this is the time now. They have no defense. You can just kill them now. He says, this is the time after Purim. That what? You destroyed, you mamish destroyed a Malik. You mamish, they have like 1% of energy left on their phone, right? Actually, Malik itself, right? So they have nothing left. So now for an Ish Panimi, what? You mamish press fire. But how many people after Purim? Good. I did a lot for Purim. I learned Purim. I need a break now. But for an Ish Panimi, right now is mamish the time. This is it. You have to press fire and destroy them. You can mamish destroy a Malik. That's the Chodesh Lachem, is what? Lachem, if you're part of this Indian, if you're part of this Indian of striving for the Emes, that's why this is the Megillah itself. What do you see? Mordechai, the whole time, Yoshe B'Sharmelech. Why? He's davening that what? The Gzeirah should get passed. So what happens after Haman takes Mordechai on a horse in the middle of town square? Everyone sees him, so everyone knows what? The Jews won, Givat. What does Mordechai do right after that? So the Pasuk says, right after he was taken around the horse, in Perek Vav, Pasuk Yid Beis, Vayashav Mordechai El Shar HaMelech. Why? You just won. I don't know. Vayashav Mordechai El Shar HaMelech. He went right back. Because that's what Ish Panim learns. Even after Purim, Mamish, the next day I'm already on fire. What have we done since Purim? Have we taken a little bit? You breathe a little bit. It's almost Pesach. Relax. Purim is givadig, but like, and just need some time. Or mamish, are we living like Mordechai? V'yishev Mordechai al sharamach. Are we still on fire? Are we still mamish saying that, you know what? Everything I done for Purim, mamish for Torah, Tefillah, Avodah Hashem, everything. Call poshi yad nosan though. Are my hands still at Hashem? Give me poshi yad. Am I still putting my hands at Hashem? Posech zedech. Am I still davening with a fire? There's a number, I built up the Purim, and now I just relax. No, no, no. But Yishev Mordechai Shar HaMelech. Mordechai is Purim. And if we're not living the Derech of Mordechai, then that shows that we didn't really have Purim. It shows, it's a crazy thing to think about that. But that's how an Ish Panimi lives. Right now, Yimamash has to step fully on the gas. The goal of Purim is to get to a place of Ratzon. Right? It's Kabbalah Satorah, Biratzon. Not that we are forced to Ratzon. So it shows, what was your Purim like after Purim? I said this on El Shabbos to my friend who was there, and it's Mamash Emes. Your Purim, you chose how your Purim was. You know, you could have that guy who's the most givadah guy in Purim. He's the guy who's the guy. He's the guy at the Suda. He's the guy at Davening. He's the guy. And you see the next day, he's Mamash, what, you were on fire last night. What happened? Because that doesn't show you had Purim. Purim's not about the loudest guy. Purim's about Kol D'Mamadaka. It's the guy who shows up yesterday and continues his avoda. That shows that you're Mekabel Baratzon, not that you were forced to do it. Right? Now it comes out through Paul. But how many people just throw that away? Don't even know about that concept. Right? So now here we go. So we're still holding my Purim. So unbelievable Ramazim we're about to see now from Ramatul Zilber. Mamash, unbelievable. So he says that basically we know that even after Purim, it says Akate Avde. Right, why don't we say Halacha? Why don't we say Halal on Purim? Because we were still slaves to Achashverosh, right? So, means that we are still in a state of Bechina of Katnus. Right? So you guys familiar with Mispar Katan in Gematrius?
Yeah.
So Mispar Katan goes like this. We have four main people of the Megillah. Mordechai and Esther, verse Haman and Zeresh. Yeah? So now, since we're in a state of Katnus, Ramata said, what's Mordechai and Esther by Mispar Katan? So Mordechai, so Mem is four. Resh is two. Right? Dalet is four. Chaf is two. And Yud is ten. So that's Gematria. 4 plus 2 plus 4 plus 2 plus 1 is 13. Okay? Mordechai Mispar Katan. Esther Mispar Katan. So Aleph is 1. Right? You should count this. Samech is 6. 7, right? Tuf is 4. And Resh is 2. How much do you have?
I lost it.
So 7. 13. So 7 plus 4 13. Plus 2 is 13. So we see Mordechai is 13 and Esther is 13. Okay? So Haman Mispar Katan. So Hey is 5. Mem is 4. Nun is 5. 14, very good. And Zeresh is Zion, 7. Resh is 2. And Shin is 3. 12. So again, Mordechai, Esther is 13 and 13. Haman and Zeresh is 14 and 12. So listen to what Ramatul says. So look at this, right? So if you do 13 times 13, which is Mordechai times Esther, is how much? Is 169. And then 14 times 12 is how much? Is 168. So Mordechai and Esther are one above them. So this number 168 ring a bell at all?
Yes.
So what's 24 times 7? How many hours are there in the week?
168.
168 hours. Yeah? So 168 hours in the week. So the week is Teva. 7 days is Teva. So Mordechai, so Haman, still holding by, you know? So Haman and Zeresh are Yonik from what? 168. There's only 168 hours in the week. That's it. But Mordechai and Esther, where are they holding 169? What's the 169th hour of the week? Tosefa Shabbos, Rav Derivan. What's Rav Derivan? Ace Ratzon. Dafka, the place of Ratzon. That's where Mordechai and Esther are holding. Now what do we have? We have 168 hours. But Dafka, what does an Ish Panimi do? You make that last hour into Rav Derivan. What does Rav Derivan mean?
Other.
Ah, very good. What does Rav Derivan mean? The Ratzon of all Ratzon. It's the Ace Ratzon. That's why Ritzu Meir's Torah, he says, if you look in the Zohar, Zohar says in the Shalashis, like Berger just said, is that Raiva Deraivin Ishtakach. Raiva Deraivin is found, is here. So what's the Rosh Tevas of Raiva Deraivin Ishtakach?
Other.
The whole other is time of Eis Ratzon. Follow that Nakuda, that 169 is Mordechai Esther, they're holding by that place of Eis Ratzon. And Dafka, we said Ratzon is one above Mikra, which is what destroys Amalek. That place of Ratzon. Yeah? So again, who was the first people to fight for Amalek? Moshe, right? Moshe was on top, yeah? And then Aaron and Hur were on his sides, okay? So listen to the Remes. So we know that Moshe, the Zohar says, Moshe is Raz de Ratzon. He's the name of Ratzon, because Moshe is Gematria Ratzon, okay? So now, who are on Moshe's sides?
Aaron
and Hur. So what's Gematria Aaron? Aaron is 256, very good. All right? And what's Gematria Hur? 214, good. So what's 256 plus 214? 470, right? 470 is Gematria Ace. So now you put together Aaron, Hur, and Moshe, Ace Ratzon. Dafka, that's who beats a Malik at a time of Ratzon. So that's Mamash Nisun Vlas by the Rebbe of Matal Shlita. Right? Unbelievable, right? It's the sweetest remez. So that's the Nekuda Chevra. We're holding mine now. How do you beat a Malik? With a Ratzon. Only if you have a Ratzon. If you're not on fire in your Baruch Hashem, you will not beat a Malik. That's it. Plain and simple. So now, Chevra, where do we get that Ratzon from? From 169. What's that? That's Shal Shiddis. What is that? Shabbos Kodesh. The way a Jew gets that Ratzon, we said before, the whole Nes of Purim started how? Ubayom HaShvi Ketov Lev HaMelech Bayayin. On Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. That's when the whole Nes started. Why? Because Shabbos is where we get the Ratzon from. The Afka from hour 169. That's where we get it from, Chevra. Okay, listen to this. Chevra, mamash, put your seatbelts on, because this is Tzvi Tzadik time. Tzvi Tzadik, Mat Shepar. Tzvi Tzadik is your turn next week, so that means we're going to have to give a big share next week for Tzvi Tzadik. So listen to what he says. Hey, Nisan, is Tzvi Tzadik your turn? So listen to what he says, last week's Parsha. Yeah? So where is it? It's page Shin Mem Tes in Parsha Kisisa Tzvi Tzadik. He says like this. He says, basically, we know the concept is that the difference between Shabbos and Yontif is what? Is that we bring in Shabbos, right? We bring in Yontif, but Shabbos is something called what? Kviya v'kaima. We have no shaychus to Shabbos, right? It's totally the malam and the teva, not for us. Yontif, we bring it in, we set the dates, right? We say when the calendar happens. But listen to what he says. V'lachin. Glakin yish lomar shekozek kaal tosefes mash mosifin Yisrael mechol hakodesh b'erev Shabbos. What Shabbos? He says, but listen to what tosefes Shabbos is. U'befrat, mash mosifin yoser midai, mash eino min adin klal. U'magav emot Shabbos. He says, what happens? When we do Tosefa Shabbos, that's not Shabbos. That means that what? We bring in Shabbos itself. Unbelievable Chiddush. With Tosefa Shabbos, what happens? Is that Shabbos belongs to us also. Normally, Shabbos is Kfi V'Kayim, it's only from Hashem. But what happens if you bring it in early? Then you brought in Shabbos. And you control Shabbos. He says, that's the beauty of Tosefa Shabbos. Asher Akein Be'emtzal Zeh Nimtza Shagam B'Shabbos Kodesh Yesh Eze Inyan Mikdusha Shabbos Kodesh Shetoloi B'Yisrael. See, the Shabbos itself is telling on who? On us. Why? Kemo B'Kedusha Yontiv Shetoloi Kol B'Yisrael Ve'im Kein Shapir Hu Os Be'inenu Ve'in Avinu Shemashmayim. That's why Shabbos is an os between us and Hashem. You would think, no, it's not. Only Hashem chooses it. How's an oath between us and Hashem? Liyos shebashamayim mamtinim aleinu umaskimim al kol masha nachnu osim po ayom. Yom Shabbos Kodesh. That what if we do Tosefa Shabbos, what happens? That's actually Shabbos. So it means it is an oath between us. It means we do have sheiches to Shabbos. Ve'il male ma'aseinu lo haya davar kein. Im kein, hatosor Shabbos Kodesh hu mamish kmo yotif shetoy banu kol knizgar. So dafka, when we do Tosefa Shabbos, that's us bringing in Shabbos. So now what would you say is the Iker? Is the Iker before or after?
After.
Let's see what he says. Alright? He says like this. It says, Ach et shabsosai tishmoru. Daika. Ki bezer shapir. It says, tishmoru. Why tishmoru? Osu beinu veinichem. Hainu kanal. Shebem tzafos tosefa shabbos v'frat mila achrav shapir. Who os beinu vein avinu shvatmai. Come more. He says, because tishmoru, he says, zachor is when you enter into Shabbos. Shomor is after Shabbos. Says that's why it says Ach et Shabbosai Tishmoru. Dafka Tosefa Shabbos of after Shabbos. That's the Iker. Says why? He says Ki Ratzon Lomar Sheimait. It says Ach es Shabbosai Tishmoru. So listen to what he says. Right? Ach in the Gemara in Erevin says Ach is Lashon Mi. Yeah. And S in the Gemara also says what? S is Lashon of Reboy. So it's weird. It says Ach es Shabbos. Ach is a Mi. S is a reboy. Well, it's two opposites at the same time, right? Says, what does it mean? Says, yes. Amnon dachinu leishomar ba'nias datenu shu bo lemait min a reboy. It's saying you have to be mimait from the reboy. Meaning what? Ba'nu af min hariboy v'tosfo Shabbos anal asher alkein shapir nemar ach daika shu lashon miut gam es daika. It says it's perfect how it says it. Why? Kirutz lomar sheyimait mimeleches af is hariboy v'tosfo Shabbos. That the Indian reboy is Tosfa Shabbos. You're adding on to Shabbos. He says, at that time, ah, be Mimayit Melacha. Keep Shabbos then. The Iker is that what? That after Shabbos, to keep going. He says, the Iker is of all, is what? Is the Indian of Tosefa Shabbos after Shabbos. Why? So you could say, it's like this. That what we say? After Shabbos is hour 169. That's Mordechai and Esther. You get the Or of Purim, which is what? Mechias HaMalik, right there. The whole din is arma. There's no din then. So we see Tosefa Shabbos is mamas inyan. That what we control it. It's like Yontif. What happened? We see that what with our 169, that's dafka how we misgaber over Haman and Zarius themselves. Right? So that's Tosefa Shabbos. But listen to this, Chavra. This is mamish. I learned this yesterday. I was near a Chabad Chassid. I just said to my Rebbe, I'm like, can you just give me like one? Let me just tell you these are Muslim, please. And he mamish loved them. I couldn't hold it. It's so sweet. Listen to what he says. Yeah, it's a little deep, but I think it's mamish hainu hach. What we're trying to say. So it's Tzvi Tzadik again. Vayakel Moshe. Eila Devar Mashir Tziva Hashem Lasoso Sam. Right. So this week's parsha. Vayakel Gmatria.
Mikvah.
Very good. Alpi Mashia Dua from the Zarka. When we say the Zohar Kaddish, what does that mean?
Mikvah.
Everyone, push it?
Yeah.
We all went? Baruch Hashem. Okay. We have to mamash the chazik the Indian, because not enough Yidin go to the mikvah here. We have to mamash the toivling for them. Yeah? Asher, b'Shabbos Kodesh, he hamtakas kol adinin v'agburos v'lo yisar ba'alma shum din ki kulam is kafin al-idei Yisrael k'dushim shumim Shabbos Kodesh. So the Zohar says what? The Zohar says that we say naskinu sudasa. Krivus li chazucheli delays dinin. There's no din, right? There's no dinner in there. Vine yadua sheish. So mean that like this. Just to know. Stam. Before we get a little bit deeper, on Shabbos there's no such thing as din. It's kulo rachim, kulo chasadim. Yeah. So listen to what he says. Vine yadua sheish hei chasadim vehei gvuros. There's a concept of hei chasadim. Refer to this. There's hei chasadim and hei gvuros. Okay. It's even if you don't understand it, it's important just to see this, because when you start going be osek more, right, you'll see that these things that, again, I don't tell you I have a full understanding of it, but the more I see it, the more it's like, oh, that's what it means. So he says here, there's yadua that there's hei chasadim and hei gvuros. Uminat zorech lam tikam lahagvuros lasosin gamkin chasadim tovim. V'yeh bein hakol eser chasadim. He says, so therefore we have Hei Chasadim and Hei Gevuros. So the goal is what? To be Mamtik, the Hei Gevuros, turn them into all ten Chasadim. Yeah? Kinoda. Yeah? Is that good? Yeah. Right? It's a concept. If you have something bad, you try to make it good. The Achar Shebekoach Kedusha Shabbos Shasham Yisrael Nishafku Kol Gevuros Chasadim. We see what we say from the Zohar, that all din is gotten rid of on Shabbos Kodesh. So therefore what? That means when Shabbos comes, all the din has been turned into Chasadim. Yeah? So Lizesh Shapar Yuvan Omro. Eila Dvar Masher Tziva Shen Lasos Osam Daika. It says, what's the word Osam mean? So Kikein Osam, Aleph Taf Mem, is no Trikon, is the Rosh Tevos. Aleph, Elef, Tam. 1,000, Elef is 1,000, and Tam is 440. Shehu Misbar, Hei Pam Chesed, Hei Pam Gvura. Again, right? It says, Vayakal Moshe, Eila Dvar Masher Tziva Shen Lasos Osam. It's mean you have to make Osam. So what's Osam? Osam is gematria 1440. It's gematria chesed times 5 and gevura times 5. Which means that what? That we're on Shabbos, we're mamtik all chasadim and all the gevuras and turn them into chasad. Again, that was a little bit deep, so if we don't have full understanding of that, that's totally good. But the nekuda that we take of is that what? When Shabbos comes, all the din, we understand din, we understand gevuras, right? Is turned into chasadim. So listen to what he says. V'tziva Hashem yisbarach lasos mehem eila advarim. You have to turn eila advarim. Kikain, hey, so it says ha advarim. Right, so hadavar. So if you take hey pamim davar, so davar is gematria 206. So what's 206 times 5? 1030. So therefore, hey pamim davar ola yud pamim chesed kel. The whole Indian of chesed kel, right? The name of chesed is kel. So now you've turned everything into chasadim. La'asher she'af chamisha gvuros v'zaf chasadim kein hu bein kulam yud chasadim. Okay, that was very deep. I don't understand that. We don't understand that. But now here we go. But now we've seen that the Nakuda is though when Shabbos starts, right? Everything is turned into Chesed. So now here's where we're going to be able to appreciate more on our level. Yeah. Behind you, Kana. Shetziva Hashem Yisparach Lasos Min Osam Hanirmas B'Sochel Gam Yisparach Gvuras Kana. Lebchinas Chesedim Levar Hanirmas Milas Hadvarim Kaniskar. V'lachin Samich Leitechef Shmir Shabbos. What's the very beginning of Vayakel? After it says to make this, also it talks about Shabbos, right? When we keep Shabbos, just stam. Even if you keep Shabbos, have his kavana. When you keep Shabbos, your mom take everything. You turn everything into chesed. Yeah? So rabasi. So devarim is dalet beis reish yud plus mem. So mem so fit in gematria is 600. So therefore, it's going to be gematria 816. Okay? So now, before we go, just a little hakdama into the basics of Kabbalah. That again, I only heard this from Rav Rubin. I'm not saying I have an idea. Rav Rubinstein just said this. So there's a concept called shach par. Heard of this before? The shach dinim and par dinim. Again, I'm just basing this off of what Rubinstein said yesterday. Just understand the remes. So shach is gematria 320. So shach is gematria din times 5. Okay? So that's shach. Then par is gematria minatzpach, which is all the sofits, right? We said that a couple weeks ago. Those are all merams to din. So that's that. So that's shach par is dinim. Okay, so that's basic. Yeah? I mean, basic, I'm saying it's not so crazy. That's gematria 600. And then, so those are rooted in gevura, right? So shach plus par plus gevura, which is all din, is gematria. 600 plus 216 is how much? 816. Right? 816. So he says like this. It says, Eilah ha-devarim. Varem is shekein devarim b'mem rabasi ola, and devarim is remes to Shabbos, right? Shach par gevura. That with Shabbos, your mamtik, it goes into the gevuras and it's mamtik and gevuras. But here we go, this is the nekuda. Asher kulam nishapkulu mispar, 816 is gematria what? Ace ratzon. That the ace ratzon of Shabbos comes and it's mahapich all the din. B'yom Shabbos kodesh kenoda. When Shabbos comes itself, again, it's very deep. But the nekuda that we see, that there's something like this that exists. I always talk to this of Rubenstein, that if people knew that like something like this exists, I get such a chis, just like it just gives me such a chis to know that like there's Torah like this, there's a Muslim like this. You know what I mean? Obviously, we have to, you know, we're osik, and of course, we're not just osik in this all day. That's a W-duo. But just to know that there's something like this, Mamash Torah is so sweet. It tastes so sweet. Sometimes people jam at you, Gemara, Halacha. We learn all that also. It doesn't mean you can't taste the sweetness of Torah either. The person has to know that. So here you see like the sweetness of Torah. That with this Eis Hatzon Shabbos, it's mamtik all the gevuros. All the dinim are mamtik through that. Okay, so now let's finish up, yeah? Should we finish up a little bit? You ready for this? Here we go. So it says like this. V'nisan nivra olam. So that means that Nisan is shaykh to inin of what? Of Bria. So any hischachas in the Bria is obviously connected to what? The psicha to the Zohar, the hakdama to the Zohar is what? Histakel baraisa or bara'ama. Right? It says that what? Hashem looked into the Torah and created the world. So any creation comes from where? It comes from the Torah. Yeah? So all creation has to do with Torah. Dafka with Nisan is the Shaykh. So the Yira Kadosh, I need like that, the Yira Kadosh says, on Parsha Shabbos HaChodesh, he says there's this schadshus of, that means it's Purim, the fact that we quote the Yira Kadosh. So he says the Yira Kadosh says, on the Parsha HaChodesh, there's this schadshus of Chidushei Torah that come down. His schadshus is Divrei Torah. So I mean, what's the main nekuda that we're getting? What schadshus do we get? What, a new schadshus to stay up later and watch movies? No, it's schadshus of Divrei Torah. That's Ikr Chidush. Comes from Torah. So this is remes from Matal. Okay, so this is, we're familiar with this, right? The concept that every month has a tzirif to it, right? So the month of Nisan is Yismechu Hashemayim V'Sagi Ha'aretz. What did Rashi tell us? Yismechu Yud Hashemayim V'Sagel Ha'aretz Hey Yud Kevavke. So that's Nisan. So now Rav Matal said like this Sunday night. He says, if you take gematria Yismechu Hashemayim V'Sagel Ha'aretz is gematria 494 is gematria Aleph Bet, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav, Zayin, Chet, Tet, Yud, Chaf, Lamed, Mem, Nun, Samech, Ayin, Pei, Tzadi, Kuf, Reish, Shin, Taf. The whole Aleph Beis is Gematria, Yismuchu Hashemayim, V'Sagel Ha'aretz. If you hear that, you mamish, we all just committed, whoever is out there in the world, we just want you to know, we just committed to doing Tshuva Shlema, and we just committed to being better Jews, 100%. No, we just committed to being...
494?
Gematria with the kola is gematria aleph through taf.
With the kola.
Yeah? So, did we all just commit to tshuva shleima?
Yeah.
I think, right? Vada tshuva shleima. Mamash after that. So that's the nekuda chevra. But so what do we take from that though? Is that, what's the aleph beis? Chav beis is what? The osius of Torah. Right? Like it says, like vayakov, vayishkov v'makom ahu. Right? He slept in that place. Right? So the berditcher, the kedushas levi, HaKadosh says a what? Vayishkov is osius v'yesh chav beis. The Chaf Beis Osios of Torah. So the Nekar Nekud of Yismuchu Hashemayim V'Sagel Ha'aretz. Give up! You give up! Amazing! Look at all this Ramazim and stuff. But Lamaisa, where does it come to? If you don't put these Ramazim into Torah, into Gemara, into Rashi, into Tosvos, into Halacha, into Pnimis, into Chassidus, if you're not putting this Ratzon into that, then all this Ischachus is not worth it. It's not worth it. It's all about what? Be mechazik ourselves in Limud Torah. That's what it is. B'nisa Nivra Olam. Ischachus of Torah. Ischachus of Mishkan. Asu mitzvah shchanti pisachram, to bring the Shechina into you. Dear betachtonim. Comes through where? Comes through the inyan limra Torah, to mamash being osik in Torah, the Shema. Where does Purim? Purim is the what? Kimu mashkib lukvar. It's Kabbalah Sator bin Ratzon, but not that I learned my Torah in a derech of being forced. I learned Torah in derech of what? Of Ratzon, of Givadin, of Geshmakness, right? That's why the highlight of Nisan is what? Yitzias Mitzrayim. Everyone knows, right? Zechli Yitzias Mitzrayim. Zechli Yitzias, everything Zechli Yitzias Mitzrayim. So that Rav Shor says, or Gedai Shor says, that every mitzvah a person does is mamish being mamshich in or of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So that's why Moshe Tzvi said last year that Yitzias Mitzrayim is Gematria 891, is Gematria exactly Nasa V'Nishma. That the Tachlis of Yitzias Mitzrayim is not, that's not the Tachlis, just to get out. The Tachlis is what? Tavdu Nes Elokim Bahar Hazeh. To get to Har Sinai, I do what? Nasa V'Nishma. That's the Tachlis of it. The Tachlis of the Oros of Purim that we had is not just, okay, that's the end. It's to get right back to this Makom and be learning Torah again today, but what? With a new Ratzon. With his chachas and ratzon. Mamash said our Torah now is not just Torah of, it's a Torah chadasha. It's mamash Torah that's on fire. Tavdu naskim barzeh. Kabbalah is the Torah beratzon. That's the whole nekuda, chevra. Nekuda is that after Purim, what shows how your Purim was, is what are you doing now? Like we said before, the ikar nekuda, if you want to take one pasuk from the Megillah and hang it on your wall, which I haven't done yet, but I just don't have the means to do that right now. But what I want to do is to hang up on my wall, Vayeshev Mordechai El Shar HaMelech. And he goes back to Shar HaMelech. Why? Because people think the year's over by Purim. Chas v'shalom. The year only starts by Purim. And that's the Indian now. Techevra to Mechazik HaRatzon. But the Afghan Shabbos Kodesh, like the Zohar calls Shabbos, what? Yom HaDoraisa. It's the day of Doraisa. It's Yom HaDirishmasa. Menuchas HaNefesh is what? Menuchas HaNefesh is the Yom HaDirishmasa, is the Torah. It's the Torah we learn on Shabbos is so givat. But that's where we get it from. We get our hischachas from Torah. So the ikar is from Shabbos Kodesh, from Purim, L'chavad Pesach, Parshas Chodesh, from Matal Zilber, from Mamish, just was Makariv us all on Tshuva. So if anyone sees Matal, you have to thank him for being Makariv us to Tshuva. Rabbi Simar Shlita, Rabbi Kohen, the Yirakadosh, the Yirakadosh, Rabbi Zochet, that day of Yom Shkul Shabbos, the Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kavodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kavodesh, Shabbos Kavodesh, Shabbos, 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 Shabbos,